Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Like I'm often wont to do, I get something in my head right at the absolute moment that the show comes on the air.
Did it happen during the countdown?
It happened when I was looking for my timer that I threw last week.
Oh, yeah, the ThermPro.
Which held up to that raging moment very well. Went over into the corner, bounced around, was on the floor. Obviously hit some things on the way down because the little back legs on it that stand it up, they've gone missing. But I'll find those after the show.
I'll call ThermPro, the company, and see if they have an extra stand.
The stand's somewhere over there. I'll find it.
I'm sure they're still in business.
Yeah, I did. I'm sure they are too. Is it still running or was it running when you picked it up?
It's running right now.
Great. Yeah. That's great.
So this is on the fly, so bear with me.
Okay.
Because I know we're trying to sell a lot of different stuff simultaneously on the show quite often. We have the TMOS store, and it's the end of, coming up on the end of summertime. Yeah. And so I'm looking at my shelf over here with maybe 20, 30 mugs, tops, from our initial run. And Josh, is there a way we can go into the store and see that mug? See that mug and what its what its sale price is?
I think
it's time for me to pull a little Temu action. That's what I want to do.
Not only photographed myself with the mug yesterday, per the request of your wife, Mike, I came downstairs today to find Carrie drinking from that mug. She loves that mug.
It is a great mug.
It's
but
perfect.
These have sat on the shelves way too long, and I think it's time to offer a incentive to people in Radio Land of course, with the permission of our business manager, who is our executive producer.
I've taken a Sharpie to mine. And now it's my measuring cup. I just
Your level up a little bit, Josh, so we can hear you a little better?
Sure. There we go.
So you mean you're using it when you're baking and you're using it as an 8-ounce measure?
It's my measuring cup.
Did you mark Sharpie on the inside?
Of course.
Well, you're going to get goo in your flour, ink goo. You shouldn't do that. This is a drinking cup.
No, then I'll just re-Sharpie it.
Okay,
so if you bring that up there.
Yep.
All right, we're gonna have a pricing meeting, right?
Okay,
because I think it's time to put these on clearance.
Well, I know how much we pay wholesale is $25.99 each, so we can't take a loss.
Listen to me, stay out of this until it's done, please.
Okay,
Mister, I don't care about anything we sell.
Come on,
it's not important to you. I'm trying to do this seriously. All right, so let me expand that so I can see it better.
$34.99.
$34.99. They are still, there are not many of them left. But
can you thumbnail how many are left?
I want to say 25, probably.
Okay. Two dozen. Okay.
I think. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, I might. I give or take.
Okay.
That's what I think. I've got one empty shelf. Yes.
So let's clear those shelves.
Let's clear those shelves. They're $34.99. What, Rob Spiewak? What do you suggest for you're the the fruit stand manager. What would you sell, corn or Christmas trees at the end of the season?
At the end of the season, you just got to get rid of them. And so,
I don't want to do that. I think it's a valuable product.
Oh, I agree too. And you don't think the corn and tomatoes we sold, you don't think the balsam firs we sold weren't valuable?
Yeah,
we
but just perishable, want, right?
To yeah, a degree. This hasn't gone bad. Yeah.
No. I would say, and shut me down if you disagree, one day only, 24 hours until the start of tomorrow's show, mugs, $24.99 each, 2 for $45.
Good. Josh, what do you think of that?
If we're doing one day, I think we do an even steeper discount.
Wow, okay.
I think if it's one day, we drop them to $20, $19.99.
$20. Okay. I like $19.99. I like that. I like Rob's idea. I like Josh's idea.
How about $19.99?
Because the show has a tail.
Right.
I like 48 hours.
Okay.
I like 48 hours, $19.99. Put it up on the website.
Do you want to do a twofer at all?
No.
Okay.
It's
not at that price.
It's too confusing for me to do on the website.
All right.
Let's not do that.
I haven't figured that technically out.
All right. 48 hours, $19.99. These phenomenal mugs that we all love. Or until they're gone.
4 p.m. on August 7th, this offer concludes.
And get that up, Rob. Put that somewhere so you can mention it tomorrow.
Right.
So we can give that one more hit. $19.99 for 48 hours.
On your little shelf over there,
yeah.
Do you have any of the mini campfire mugs?
Oh, ornaments? Yeah. I love those.
Carla's got those in another part of the warehouse.
Okay.
I don't know where those are.
Well, I thought maybe we'd like to discount those as well.
Yeah, I'll ask her. She's out now. She's taking my kid to baseball practice, so she's not around. But I mean, I like the $19.99 for 48 hours.
I do too.
That's an incredible deal.
Well, that is active now.
That is active now.
Wow, that's cool.
If you're listening to us now and you want to get involved in that, please do that. We want to get rid of these mugs. They are. And then because, at a certain point, that shelf is going to be chock-a-block with cookbooks.
That's true.
And that's in the house.
And awards.
Buy two and get a sticker. No, we don't need any help. We need you to buy the mug.
Right. There may be more deals on merchandise before the summer's over, so stay tuned. But right now, it's mugs, 48 hours, $19.99 each. That's nearly half price. Jump on. And you know what? If you already have one, get service for eight.
What does Scoob mean by it's 8.5? What does that mean? Is that the time? Are people talking about different times?
Oh,
or
I think
3:20 Central?
No, I think he's talking 8.5 as August 5th. 8.5. And that's right. So this deal is good on the 6th and until 4 p.m. Eastern on the 7th.
4 p.m. Eastern time, $19.99.
Yeah.
Get the mugs.
If you're not courteous enough to live in the Eastern time zone, which is the best time zone, you're responsible to do your own math to figure out your deadline.
Yeah, well, while you're there, pre-order your cookbook, too. So
we're
excited about that.
I think if people show us that they respond to this and like this, it'll incentivize us to discount other things once in a while.
Yeah, I think it's a good it's a good discount. It's clearance. It's what we do. And for those of you that are screaming right now that you paid too much, well, we're not going to do this for everything.
No.
Be aware of that.
Yeah.
All right? That's just, I look at them every day and I'm like, oh, we need these in more hands. Around the country.
Will any of them be show used?
No, I don't want to play that game.
Okay.
Now you're making it too busy.
All right, I don't want to make it too busy.
It's fine. You had a great idea with the discount and the 2 days. I think that's really, really, really mugs, Sunday. I'm reading
Sunday.
The comments today.
Yes.
I get a little ADD. There's something I want to do at the front of the show as well before we talk about Ozzy Osbourne again, because I believe Ozzy is the first AI death, real AI death. I want to play the breathing game, and this is going to work if you we're going to have to take our microphones. We're going to have to go really turn our microphones up.
Okay.
Turn it up. Let me hear it.
I have turned up now.
And then when we do this game.
Yeah.
You're going to have to hold your breath.
All right.
And when you hold your breath, keep the microphone up almost on your lips.
Okay.
I'll press it up. I'll take my windscreen off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put the I'm going to put it right up here.
All right, I'll do windscreen
too. I will go first to demonstrate. And
okay.
This is to avoid cheating, so that if you cheat, yes, Josh.
Well, I was going to say it's not a everyone at the same time.
No, we can't do it at the same time. Mm-hmm. I want to demonstrate it first.
Okay.
And first, run the video. You probably have to start and stop it again.
What's your lungs capacity? Ready? Hold. Tap the screen twice and tell us how much capacity you have at the end.
Okay, so you can go back and start it again, and I'll be the first one to test my lungs.
Okay?
And, of course, it's basically how long you can hold your breath. I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's figure out your lungs capacity. Ready, hold. Tap the screen twice and tell us how much capacity you have at the end. Send the video to a friend to challenge him.
Mike is at 50% right now, which is pretty great. I don't see myself making it that far.
If you have a capacity of 3 liters, you belong to the 1% normal in the world.
Mike is also turning a little red.
And this is without leak in there, right?
No, this is how long your capacity is that you have enough air to stay oxygenated for this much time. Mike just crossed the threshold of 80%. And he looks sleepy. He made it. That's 100%. And he's still going. Ah, Mike, great job.
Every breath you take. Let me put my windscreen back on, turn my microphone down.
What was it like? Did you feel like any
lightheadedness?
No, sometimes you get like a pressure to release and then.
Yeah, I felt my lungs fill up, but I mean, I really.
But then, does it go away? Like it got really bad and then got a little better? My father was a great breath holder.
I have been able to do that for a long time. I don't know why, but I'm able to do it underwater with my kid. And who else wants to play?
Josh, you go next.
I do not think I'm good at this.
Okay. All right.
But I will try it.
Yeah, and really, turn your microphone up so we can hear you.
All right. Let me hear.
He's honest. He's not going to lie.
No, he's not.
I don't know if my...
That's a good sound
right there.
You just cured everybody of ASMR.
And if we can't hear you exhale, just put your hand up when you're done.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go. Josh Soroka and the Test Your Lungs Challenge.
Figure out your lungs capacity. Ready, hold.
I like the announcer, by the way.
And tell us how much capacity you have.
He sounds familiar, doesn't he?
He does. Josh has just crossed the 25% threshold, which means he's legally alive. Test your breath.
Pictures on the right, too.
Send a video to a friend to challenge him.
Yeah, if you're 25%, do you have smoker's lung? What is that? That's a horrible photo.
50% looks like black lung.
Yeah. That's when Josh was in the mines. Josh, he's if you said there. That you were not good at this,
capacity of 3 liters,
that's it. That's all
okay.
I can do.
Oh, okay. Just under 80%.
Yeah, I would say 70. I would say right. I'd give him a 70
about
score.
70. I think that's fair. All right. Okay. Rob, are you ready?
I wonder if I can beat Josh at this because I'm not a good breathing guy.
Josh
but I will
was
try.
Just under about 70%. As you said. Here we go.
Go ahead when you're ready.
Let's figure out your lungs capacity. Ready, hold. Tap the screen twice and tell us how much capacity you have at the end.
Was that a sound I heard? I heard like...
Yeah, he's humming.
I'm waiting for
Send
Rob.
Send the video to a friend to challenge him.
Rob is past the 50% mark.
If you have a capacity of 3 liters, you belong to the 1% normal in the world.
All right, he's passed me.
Yep, he just beat you, Josh.
Did you just open your mouth?
Unhappy, he said. But he's writing and he's doing stuff, which means he's got lung capacity.
Well, I think he just went and licked his lips while doing it. I don't know how that's possible.
What do you mean? I didn't see the lick.
I thought
lick
I saw his
lips.
Mouth open when he was. When
I'm
he
not
going
to make him do it twice.
No, you know what? I may have cracked, but I did not. I swear it. I did not take a breath. If my lips open,
almost 100%.
Did you, make it 100%.
Not quite. But it was. No, you really didn't.
Rob made it 100%.
Did he make it 100%?
Yeah, you went 110.
I did, but I mean, were you surprised with your lung issues?
I am.
Your doctor, you got to get that right out to your physician.
Yeah, I'll send him an air check. Maybe he'll buy a schedule. Oh, I got to put my thing back on.
Yeah,
well, you know what? I'm pleased with that.
I wouldn't make Rob do it twice if you think Josh thinks you were cheating. I wouldn't.
No need to do it a second time.
No, because that might just, you know, goddamn kill him if we
Maybe that's why Josh wants me to do it again. I'm sure I saw him cheat.
The picture I have for you guys is a little small, so I didn't see the lick of the lips.
What you can do is go and review the tape this evening in the dead of night. And if you can find proof, we can discuss it. But I promise you, I did not.
I don't see you guys up close, really super close, unless I expand the picture. And I can do that. Let me do that right now. Rob, I want to ask you a question. Speaking of lips, how is your chapped lip situation?
It's pretty good.
Is it? Are they flaky and chapped like they were when I saw you last?
I don't think so. If you stay hydrated, or if one stays hydrated, it's easier to keep your lips from chapping. So that's a great idea to do the liquid IV. And also a little Aquaphor now and then never helps. But they're okay.
You know,
thank you.
I know I'm giving them a freebie here, but I didn't have it today when I was out with my kid. And it does make it changes the way. It changes for the obvious reason of I like the flavor so much that it's just easy to drink and it's pleasurable.
Oh, you're talking about liquid IV.
About liquid IV. And
right.
When I'm just water. And then at the turn, we tried to play 18. I poured like a third of a Gatorade into the water I already. It just doesn't cut it. I think, and I don't want to disparage an advertiser, but I believe they've put some sort of addictive property in this.
And that's all fine. That's fine.
I think that's because it makes me.
Chris Rock has a joke. He said if a news release came out tomorrow that said there was crack cocaine and Krispy Kreme donuts, he would say, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, if it's something addictive, that's great. I mean,
we actually went for donuts at not Krispy Kreme, at the popular one that.
Oh, Mike, all the donuts taste like Noxzema.
Where my kid wanted to go, and I felt like having a donut. I hadn't had a donut in
Do you know they don't? And, you know. They don't make donuts on site. They
no,
ship
they,
them in.
They're frozen, right?
They're horrible. Yeah.
When you say they
it's
ship them in, do they fry them on site?
No. No, they arrive ready to go.
Ugh. Okay,
yeah.
So it's like a big box of donuts.
Tasting like Noxzema. They've all got that weird sort of...
Preservative-laden...
Like, yeah, but it's almost like a spearmint or a eucalyptus flavor. It's not what I crave in a donut.
It's not. It's an odd taste.
And also, you know
today.
What?
I had a regular glazed donut, and it's odd taste. And then, by the way, and then I had a latte... Duncan, folks.
Oh,
there you go. It's just like an advertiser's dream today. I'm talking about coffee mugs. I'm talking about, I swear to God.
Buying a latte at Duncan is like buying a filet mignon at Sheetz.
But
don't do that.
It was rot gut coffee.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, it was not pleasant. Not a pleasant experience. Now, getting back to the whole Ozzy thing, we've been talking ad nauseum about. Ozzy Osbourne and the passing of Ozzy and the funeral of Ozzy and the lovability of Ozzy and Ozzy, Ozzy, Ozzy. I am surprised that Ozzy Osbourne just blew Hulk Hogan out of the water. I mean, it was like Ozzy Osbourne became the cause celebrity death. And I believe that Ozzy Osbourne also counts as the very first celebrity death that occurred once AI was for everybody. Now,
I also I don't know that that's necessarily so, but he was the first one.
Not for it, but that it had gone wide and everybody's using it.
It became almost like a tidal wave because a few people did it, then a few more, and a few more, and a few more. It was the first death truly embraced by AI.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Now we wait for the death by AI.
Like somebody dies.
That's
because
evil?
Of AI.
Kills someone.
That's somebody not like good. Puts in a recipe that. How would AI? That's a great idea.
What's
how
that?
Would AI, you know, outside of the robots taking over the world?
Well, it's going to be the Teslas. It's going to be the self-driving cars.
Hasn't that robot killed people already? Hasn't the Tesla self-driving car killed people?
I think.
Well, if you truly trust a self-driving car, I'm okay with you dying.
Okay. I have a thing on my ridiculously overpriced import called Driver Assist.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Driver Assist it drives your car. But you have to be looking at the road. If you take your eyes off the road at all, it'll give you a driver distraction detected.
Do you also get driver like an alert if you take your hands off the wheel?
No. No, I'm able to sit there and I can sit there with my arms folded, with my heads behind my hand, with my head behind
the
my hands.
The Subaru, you have to have your hands
or
on the
my
wheel.
My hands behind my head.
That's right.
Well, and that's how
like
Tesla
so many
ones
movie
work,
stars. Too.
What did you say, Josh? I'm sorry.
The Tesla's ones work that way also, where your eyes have to be up and focused.
Okay.
And I think those accidents so far by them have been, any Tesla accidents have been human caused.
I thought that Tesla went into a wall when somebody was just asleep, and you know I guess you could technically say if you're not paying attention, but I think early on they didn't have the technology of the warning where, first of all, I
didn't have the warning before I flipped my car.
But here's the thing: I don't know how. It's just so sophisticated, the technology, where I can be looking quickly, and if I linger just a nanosecond longer on something I'm looking at, it will say driver distraction. But I take my hands off, it keeps it between the lanes. If there's somebody that slows down in front of me, it slows down in front of me. If somebody jams on their brake now, but the only thing that's happened, and it's happened to me once with my kid and then once with me alone, where I don't know if it's a glitch. I don't know what the deal is.
That is not where you want to glitch right there.
Well, all I know is it's happened to me once when I was changing lanes. Now, you can change a lane, and it will do that for you, too. Mm-hmm. You do the quick turn where you don't go all the way up with your directional signal.
You just pop that
quick flip,
and
it does that. And I did it one time, and I'll have to make a sound to indicate what my car did.
All right.
I hit the turn into the right lane, and my car went, whoa, whoa. and it shoved me back over to the lane. And there was a car in the right lane, but the car was 8 lengths back. It should have let me go over into that lane.
It has a different driving strategy than you.
It does. Yeah. You know, it's okay. So somebody says here, AI is just a giant text prediction machine.
He's just saying at this point it's just programming and it's just a big Google search putting things together.
But as far as Ozzy goes, with all of they used it on stage at Rod Stewart's concert, but also the memes about Ozzy that have it's just everywhere.
There's so many photos and videos of Ozzy that have been dumped into the internet over the years that it had a lot to pull from to make good stuff.
Now, question for you, Josh, since you love the AI like you do. As people did all this AI stuff for Ozzy, do you think the AI got better because the AI was seeing more Ozzy because stuff was being pumped into it by all the people that were doing it?
Yeah, because people were uploading more and more pictures of Ozzy.
And it's like strengthening the database.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, I you know, as far as the, this is a good segue for me at the front of the show to talk about something that I have really wanted to talk about for like about 3 weeks. And I usually get to something I really want to talk about, but something would come up. And yesterday was the cookbook, and I was about to launch into it. But the tech that I want in on.
And I have to say this before you say, not to delay it or try to derail it. I just have to say that every day you've teased it, Josh and I are dying to know what this is. It's not just the listener.
This is technology where I think that I would be thrilled. Okay. And that is, the only way I can explain it in a non-technical way is to say, I want in on drone car. I want me a drone car, Rob.
Yeah.
I do. I want a drone car.
Does it fly?
I want a drone car. I want one of those Ewok driving things from Star Wars. I watched one of these things. Now, some of them are legit. You can tell that they are actually showing you a real video, and then some of them... once again, there's your AI generated stuff where it's not lit, you know, where the ones that are like super sleek and chrome.
It's been a while since I've seen Jedi. Don't they're scooters, aren't they? Aren't they like they motorcycles?
Scooters. They were scooters. This is a Jetson one.
This is the big one right now.
Is that the one that's selling a lot right now? And they say that a lot.
Come on.
Is that a Jetson?
This is the one that says that they are shipping next year.
Is there any way you could find video of the Jetson one? That to me, that's what I've always dreamed about.
But it's not good for a family. It only seats one.
God, can you be any more vanilla? It's not, who cares about a family? It's fun. It's not, you're not going to load the kids and take them to the beach. This is like commuter stuff or just getting from point A to point B.
This is to the golf club.
Yeah, we don't need the family truckster with everything, okay?
All right.
I mean, you are part of such a suburban, you know, what about the kids? Well, your kids don't live at home and you don't speak to your wife, so you could hop in one of these things and do it right away.
Is there a weight limit on it? Just for my own?
I would assume there would be.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Here we go. This to me is about as good as it gets when things are moving in the right direction.
The brand is Jetson, like the TV show.
Sure, and the technology's been around for decades, so this is just implementing existing technology onto... Oh, I hope it don't go that fast. I hope it don't go that fast. That scared me up.
But, Mike, when you say the technology has existed... Yeah, drones have existed, but people crash them all the time.
Well, they crash regular drones.
Oh, the difference is, thanks to AI, a normal person can drive this.
Yeah, the AI will bounce. Look at that. I mean, I'm all in. Look how it stabilizes now. I mean, it's now, yes, is it out in a huge field? But there are trees over there. God, that's loud. My God, that is so cool. That is just so cool. I mean, and it's technology that... Now, are you smirking? Are you smirking at me about this?
I'm not smirking at you. I'm smirking at that. That is
the device?
Yeah, it's useless. Yeah.
No, useless? Are you kidding me?
It's not useless. What it'll be used for is a toy for rich guys, and then I can see it for like movie shots.
Yeah, but for that you could use a regular drone, and you don't have to have a human life.
Yeah, but now you get a nice human up there that can get the camera in the right spot.
Oh my God, look at that. I mean, how much fun.
But now think about how loud a drone is, just the little ones. Mm-hmm. So you know that thing's
so
big.
Do you think it's like super loud?
Yes.
I guess, you know, just the propellers hitting the air will make noise, plus whatever engine they add in it.
And then imagine if every driveway on your street had one of those.
How much of a pain
it would be.
Oh, God. God, why do we poo-poo this?
I have a question.
Well, if you have a telephone, everybody's going to be on it.
Do you think that thing could go, like, higher and travel?
Yes.
Okay, then you're over traffic. That's good. You don't have to deal with traffic.
The speeds are. Can we? That's great video. That's great video. Do we have the specs on it, Josh? Do we have the specs as far as how much the thing is going to cost and
$128,000.
Wow. Well, rich guy toy falls into that category.
And here's some thanks.
You share it with five people.
It says so far 511 of them have been reserved.
I wouldn't have four friends to share it with. Yeah. I don't, yeah. And also, then you got to figure out, like, you know, divvying it up. Do you have the drone tonight?
I don't have the drone tonight.
Let's see.
But it would be... Oh, so cool.
Top speed is 102 kilometers.
Only 102?
Yeah, so what's
that's like 60, isn't it? 65? I'll find out.
Yeah, but that's slower than some of the other ones. Right, but I guess you don't want to kill yourself. So,
here's the big problem, and it's the same problem as the little drones.
Okay.
It can fly for 20 minutes.
That sucks.
Are you kidding me?
No, it's a 20-minute limit.
You're paying, what is the asking?
$128,000 for 20 minutes.
To fly it for 20 minutes, and then you have to recharge it?
Yes.
And it flies, Mike, at 63 miles an hour.
Oh, well, this is this particular drone,
right? Yeah, that's the specs we got.
Yeah, but this is the first one, like, coming out, but this is the one
that patented the name with the Jetson and all that. That sucks. All right,
we'll get you a Temu one.
That is... Oh, so Temu sent me my casual shoes.
And a thank you note.
And Temu, and they were big. They were too big for my
feet.
Too
big, yeah.
And so
people
I
don't
said,
know you have a. Are you still a 7AA?
I initiated a return.
Yeah.
Do you know what Temu did?
They
gave
told
you your money.
Just told you to keep them.
Temu said you'll get a refund. Keep it.
Yeah, that's the best retail magic. That it's like a wizard step.
Is that exclusive to Temu? Or,
no,
or
I've
have
gotten
you
it on
that
Amazon.
Before?
Amazon, I've gotten it a few times.
Like, don't bother. We'll refund you.
Last Christmas, I got Carrie a. It was a sweatshirt that looked...
A handgun?
Yes. I got her, Mike, an antidote to the poison I bought myself. No, I bought
it over her head.
It was a hoodie. It was a really nice hoodie. You know, you can feel them when they feel great. But it had the logo from 90210, the Peach Pit. Looked like you'd go into the restaurant, the Peach Pit. I think I paid like $52 for it. That's about what you pay for a good hoodie. She said, you've overspent on this. I love it, but send it back. They said, keep it. And so I got my $52 back and got to keep the hoodie.
Is the expense of all that would be required, is that why they say F it? Is that the
whole
reason?
You know, the most common time I've had it happen to me maybe a dozen times, cheap things, especially like wires. If you buy like a $399 wire that you need to put in your studio, like a splitter or something, and if it's not right, they'll just say, keep it. They don't want to fool with it again.
Right.
The sweatshirt was a game. That was an outlier, but a great one.
Now, Mike, while you're still on the drone, there is a Chinese version.
I know there is. In fact, the Chinese
it is
maybe
40,000.
40,000 and probably
20 miles per hour, and can fly heights of up to 6 feet. And here's what it looks like.
Oh no! Look at that. It's so cheap.
That is. You know what? It's not even in a good-looking field like the other one. It's
so
like in
cheap.
This is in some sort of Tokyo backyard.
Oh
but
my
it is
God!
Now shipping.
It's China, Rob, not Japan.
Well, they might have gone over there.
It's
you never
China,
know.
China, not
okay.
Japan.
It's
please.
In a Danang backyard.
Yes. Danang. Did you say Danang? That's Vietnam.
Oh, okay. Then it's in
Beijing.
No. Peking. Where the ducks come from.
That is really, but aren't there other ones that they say go a little faster? But I am really concerned about the battery life. That'll just chew up battery. That's the problem.
Do they
that's
make a Polish challenge. One? The Polish one, Mike, you launch, it goes here really fast, but you launch it off a cliff.
There you can see the Chinese one flying.
Introducing the pierogi. Warsaw's finest. Okay, let me see that. Let me get that expanded.
Can you see that? It's about 4 feet off the ground.
Yeah, it's got all the excitement of a Mylar balloon.
Look at how slow. Yeah, that wouldn't do anything for
no.
me.
No.
But you can order it now on Temu.
For $40,000.
$40,000. Oh, no, $39,000.
Okay, well, obviously.
I don't know. I spun a wheel on Temu. I might be able to get that free.
Do you know, this is the equivalent of, remember when we went to CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, and they had the curved TVs that everybody was excited, and they just went away. They vanished.
Because they had a very bad sweet spot. You had to be in a certain place in the room for you to realize the effect of it.
But a lot of that stuff does take off. Like, that was my career before this, and I went out to CES and drove in a self-driving car 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And now they're finally getting here.
Finally. It takes a long time for that. Yeah. And by the way, I think if we could do it and we could get a sponsor for it, it would be really cool to do another foray out to the CES.
Oh, that'd be fun. That's a great trip. Yeah.
That would be something that I think we could have a lot of fun doing and travel lighter now with all the technology that we have.
But I mean, let's say we did like two or three shows at CES. That's a long time in that city.
I like two shows.
Okay,
at
but
CES.
That's still a long time.
I don't
time.
Want to spend the month out there like we did the last time.
Is there anything we could do in that town?
I think that that is so disappointing to hear that the battery life is that ridiculous.
Did you look to see about a weight limit? Because if you're well under the weight limit, bring a battery charger with you. I mean, because let's say that weighs 20 pounds for external power.
In order for me to charge my car, Rob, I have a 240 volt that does it overnight.
Okay.
That's how long it takes me to charge an automobile.
So it's not
overnight.
Like the thing you stick on your phone.
But I'm also thinking, you know, those propellers and, I mean, it's the same as powering a vehicle on the road. It would be, I would think it would match up with that. It must require just tons more power.
I would think less. It would take less. But once you take up to the air and you're maintaining,
right,
you lose a lot of the need for forward, you know, motion. The propellers are doing it already.
The maximum weight for the pilot of the Jetson 1 is 210 pounds.
That's a shame.
Oh my God. Well, that's it. I think we've ended the discussion on drones for both of us now.
Josh could buy one.
Well, Josh is 6'3", and you are 200.
I fluctuate between 2 and 210.
2 and 210? Well,
cut out the carbs and buy yourself a drone, dude. Right.
I could skip breakfast that morning.
Carla, I need more Tirzepatide. Thank you.
You know what would be really sad?
Car.
Let's say you jumped into this, or I did, just rather blindly, got it home, assembled it, put it in your yard, started it, and all it did was make a slight breeze because it's not lifting up.
And vibrating on the ground. It'd be like, he's not lifting up. Carla, help me. Anyway, that's it. Well, more show coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. We're very, very excited about. I guess I'm going to have to wait for my drone car. Drone car coming.
Mike,
drone
soon.
Car.
And you know what? Christmas is right around the corner.
Yeah, that sucks. Too expensive.
I'm
not
sorry about your drone.
Light. Very, very bummed out. This episode is brought to you by IQBar, our exclusive snack sponsor. We're excited to announce they've teamed up with Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, on a new special edition product, a salted caramel chip protein bar. IQBar's plant protein bars are packed with clean, delicious ingredients that keep you physically and mentally fit. For example, my salted caramel chip IQBar has 12 grams of protein and only a gram of sugar, plus nutrients like Lion's Mane Adaptogen. And 10% of sales go to Chef Keller's nonprofit program, Mentor, supporting the next generation of aspiring U.S. chefs. With over 20,000 five-star reviews and counting, more people than ever are fueling their busy lifestyles with IQ bars and all of their amazing products. I'm in love. When products are co-created by a Michelin star chef, they taste incredible. But what's even more important is how they make you feel. When I start my day with an IQ bar, I feel amazing. Right now, IQ bar is offering our special podcast listeners 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. To get your 20% off, text TMOS to 64,000. That's TMOS to 64,000. TMOS to 64,000. Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details. IQ bar, the best.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game.
Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hey, everybody. I want to tell you about the Mike O'Meara Show Family Cookbook. We are assembling recipes now. And yes, Carla told me I will be putting the simple in there as well as the complex. That's why, yes, I will put my recipe for eggs and hats and coats.
Finally.
In the episode.
Because we've been hearing about these for 30 years, Mike. Simple, it's about damn time.
Probably the simplest recipe in the entire book, and I'm not exaggerating. Enjoy great foods from Mike, Rob, Josh, as well as our family and friends, and you, the listener. If you want to send one in, recipes at Mike O'Meara Show, that's where you do it. Recipes at MikeOMeraShow.com. This is a limited run.
We want real recipes. We don't want your fake recipe.
We don't want a craft-style recipe.
We want a real family recipe.
No, don't leave the – and by the way, we're going to maybe have two craft recipes.
Yeah.
We're not going to have – it's not going to be that. We really want this to be a cookbook you can enjoy. As a matter of fact, we might even jam the craft ones at the back of the book. The more I think about that, you know, the craft –
actually, let's send it as a pamphlet after the fact.
That's even better. If you want to send one, and remember that, recipes at MikeOMeraShow.com, real ones. We want those.
Yes.
And it's a competition. We're going to vet the recipes. If we love it and we think, oh, this is incredible, then rock and roll. We're looking forward to it. It's a limited run of books, and we will start pre-orders. Already did on Monday.
Yep.
The book will also feature some wonderful phony craft recipes, just a couple of them.
Yeah.
And for the first time, Charlie Stuang Stabilak will share his recipe for his famous candy salad.
You know, I tried to book Charlie for today's show, and he was busy. But hopefully we'll have Charlie in later this week or maybe early next week to talk. This is the first time he's published anything.
The Mike O'Meara Show Family Cookbook. Portions of the sale of this book will benefit the Mike O'Meara Show.
Portions?
Yes. Very looking forward to it and very, very excited. So get to it. Pre-order yours now. It'll be ready for you by holiday time, ladies and gentlemen. So we're looking forward to it. Now it's time for news. News. We start today in the news with Mr. George Clooney.
He's very handsome, you know.
George Clooney recently did a movie for Netflix called Jay Kelly. He plays an actor, and Adam Sandler plays his manager.
Oh, okay.
And George would like you to know that Adam has range. I think I knew that before George Clooney told me.
Yeah.
I think I knew that when he did the Diamond District movie that was, phenomenal in.
Then I watched Hubie Halloween and I got all confused.
Here's the quote from Clooney. He says, "This film, more than any film Adam has done, shows what a beautiful, heartfelt, soulful actor he is." That's a nice compliment coming from a guy with the credibility of George. I kept telling the cast, don't call him Sandman. Don't talk to him like he's just some goofy comedian. He's actually a really beautiful, wonderful actor because of what his paycheck is, which is doing big, goofy comedies.
Yeah.
When he does these other beautiful kinds of movies, it reminds people of that. He's not just a good comedian. Jay Kelly will have a limited theatrical release on November 14th before hitting Netflix on December 5th. And it's interesting that George Clooney says this, because when I think about Adam Sandler, I adore Adam Sandler when he does dramatic roles.
Mm-hmm.
I think he is a brilliant actor. And when George says soulful, I hope this is emotional. I hope this is tender. I hope that, because that's what Adam Sandler brings forth.
That's what he emotes.
He's great at that.
Did you see the Sandler movie where he was a basketball coach?
Yeah.
That was wonderful.
Yeah,
really, really
great.
Good.
He's great.
I was so inspired by the fact that I enjoyed Happy Gilmore too.
Yep.
I went and I watched Murder Mystery and Murder Mystery 2 with him and Jennifer Aniston. And I really hope he sticks to movies like Jay Kelly. That's what I hope.
Hope it's good. I look forward to that. Yeah. I love Sandler, and you should too.
Josh,
and
did you see the Murder Mystery movies?
I saw the first one. I did not watch the second one.
You should watch the second one, because if you like the first one, it's everything you want.
Programming note. Later on, we're going to get to guess who went to see it. After our scathing reviews.
Yeah.
Guess who went to
I said it to see. Couldn't be as bad as you guys say.
Yeah, he went to
see it. Oh, I can't wait to hear what he says.
He went to see it. Yeah. People refer to the 2000s as the start. I'm talking, of course, the Naked Gun. They refer to the 2000s as the start of a new golden age of TV. But some important stuff was happening in the 90s, too. These are 10 shows from that decade that really changed things. Don't know where this was sourced. This showed up on my feed.
Can I guess one?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think it falls into the 90s, and it was a game changer for me. 24. 24 was one of the first pieces of real appointment television that I remember watching in my lifetime. You're kidding.
Don't think it's on the list.
Wow.
There are 10 of them. I'll give it.
Okay, good.
Number one.
I want to guess.
Okay.
I think 90210. As a game changer.
I think we will give you the dinger on that one.
Oh, because it's a great show.
Yes, it is.
And Carrie's sweatshirt.
It's the second time we've referenced it because you were talking about that earlier. Number one is The Simpsons in the
90s. I can see that, yeah.
They reshaped comedy, animation, and pop culture as we know it. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, but you know it's not funny anymore, and that's a shame because it used to be really funny.
You're one of the biggest Simpsons fans I know.
I haven't looked in on it in weeks and weeks and weeks. It's just disappointing now. Sorry about
that. Number two is Friends. Global phenomenon that redefined the modern sitcom.
Mm-hmm. One of the last massive hits to be in front of a live studio audience.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, I mean, for that, I guess. You know what? I never liked Friends as much as everyone else.
And isn't Big Bang also in front of an audience?
It is. But keep in mind how many shows used to be in front of a live audience, and they just don't do it anymore.
Number three is Buffy the Vampire Slayer. It elevated teen TV and proved genre could be emotionally profound. I didn't watch it. I don't know about it.
I didn't watch it either, but I think it also set the ground for like the CW network.
Okay. All right. Number four, tough to argue with this one, Seinfeld. Turned nothing into something and changed TV comedy forever. Absolutely changed it
but
forever.
But also, character-driven. How long since you've watched Seinfeld?
Probably a couple of weeks ago. I watch clips. I don't watch the entire episode.
I went back in and I watched my favorite episode, which was great, but then I watched another and I realized it was sort of a product of the time. I don't think it's as funny now as we thought it was then.
Why do you think it's a product of the time?
I think one thing is that we were so, this is long before they ever were allowing you to binge anything because the episodes came out once a week. We would get so excited for one episode to come out, and then everyone would talk about it on Friday, the following day. And that was part of it, I think. I think we're all excited about it.
Saying maybe not holding up that well
in this I don't think it does. I think that's there are other sitcoms that do.
It's also because things have built on it.
Yeah,
and
that's
true.
It's one
of those things where other shows now have been influenced by that.
We saw so many things for the first time on Seinfeld, and you can't ever see something for the first time a second time.
Number five is The X-Files, brought paranoia, science fiction, and myth-making into mainstream.
I remember you used to watch it, but then you found out it wasn't about your previous wives.
The X-Files, yes. I really wanted them to rename it The Plaintiff Files. Okay. By the way, stole that from Don O'Brien. There you go, Dia. That's the way I look at that. Number six, ER, turned medical dramas into high-stakes, character-driven epics. I disagree with that. I think Medical Center was the one that did that way, way back when.
You love The Pit, and The Pit is a carbon copy of ER.
Better.
Think that whatever you did in Medical Center or any of these previous, it was taken really and redoubled by ER.
Did a golf tournament with Chad Everett years ago. That's how old I am. He's dead, isn't he?
I think Chad
Everett still alive or is he dead?
I think he is. I'm wondering in that, were you the celebrity or was he? Was he more excited to see you?
Number seven is Law and Order, redefined procedural storytelling for the modern era. Number eight is Charmed, proved female-led genre TV, could be both magical and mainstream. Charmed?
I don't think so.
No. I'm going to
give that. That was just a build off of Buffy, I think.
Here it is. Number nine, Beverly Hills 90210 made teen dramas a serious and wildly popular TV genre. And the last one comes in at number 10, Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
Blurred the line between television and art in a way no show had before. And I always wish I got more into Twin Peaks.
Julia has watched it twice. The entire series. And, you know, it was off years and years before she was born. Mm-hmm. So that, to me, says it holds up. I've started to watch it. I watched the first season, and I will eventually get back to it. It's pretty great. Mike, if you're looking for something to binge when there's nothing pressing, you should take a look at it and get to know the characters. It's a
really
beautiful
good character
show.
Development on that. Kyle MacLachlan, right? Wasn't he one of the guys that was on that?
And also, Mike, 90210 had the debut of Walton Goggins.
It was
his first on television role. Yeah.
I didn't
know. It was one episode, one role, little guy.
I did not know that. Some parents love Bluey. This is past my time. I don't, I have a 12-year-old. I don't remember. No, is Bluey for the little bitties now?
Yeah, it's younger than that.
Yeah.
My nieces and nephews are into it. It's the a last little time, blue dog.
The last time I saw Bluey, it was Mike holding his breath for a minute and a half.
Is it like Blue's Clues?
No. It's a family, right?
Yeah, it's a family of dogs. It's a cartoon.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought it was the guy at Marist College that could never get laid. We called him Bluey. He'd come close, but then it wouldn't work out for him. Well, some love Bluey. Don't know that a lot about it. Some hate it, but it can actually help your kids deal with life's ups and downs. According to a new study, the character Bluey, who is a 6-year-old dog, may teach kids how to be resilient. And resilience helps kids manage stress, regulate their emotions, build better relationships, and even perform better at school. And if they don't learn how to properly deal with things, that can lead to anxiety, depression, poor coping skills, and becoming a radio personality.
No.
That's a
When my kids were little, we watched another show with the word blue in it, NYPD Blue.
Yeah.
And it taught them to be resilient and to show their ass.
I watched the one on this. If I get in trouble, right. Bleep me out.
All right. Okay.
I watched the one on Univision called Chewy.
That's a good show.
That's the one that I want. Thank you. I'm here all week, ladies.
I love that program.
Whether you're an early bird or a night owl or both, everyone wishes they could get more sleep. I got up at 2 and then I, thank God, was able to get back to sleep. But it's easier said than done, and it's hard to say what the normal person is doing, but let's try.
Did Mr. Bladder wake you at 2 or was
it? Yeah, always.
That's okay.
It doesn't matter, you know?
Right.
I can't squeeze enough out of me to, you know, go through the entire night.
Are you still drinking a quart and a half of water right before bed?
Yeah. And
I don't know why it doesn't do that then.
Out of my big pitcher that I call Old Bluey.
You got it at the hospital.
A new study found that the average American begins their nighttime routine at 10:15. I'm usually in bed by 10:15.
Yeah, I think
we assume that's changing into your pajamas or brushing your teeth. Not when you pour yourself a nightcap. Like my mom and dad did.
Yeah, I've done it.
I know you passed out many a night. On average, it takes 21 minutes to get ready for bed. Not in our house. So Carla does, not me. I'm kind of into the underwear, into the bed guy.
I don't even undress until I get under the blankets. Then I undress. That's a courtesy to people that live in my home with me.
So the real process starts approximately 10:36. Then it takes more than 40 minutes before people actually fall asleep. We do screen time. We shouldn't, but we do our little computer, and she does her phone. The average person falls asleep at about 11:18 p.m. I might fall into that category. Of course, the timing varies based on when people need to get up the next morning. I get up early anyway.
Yeah.
And how much they need to do before starting work. The average person reports they have 3 mornings per week when they wish they had gone to sleep earlier. I have a lot of those. The top excuses for why they didn't fall asleep earlier: needing to get chores done. They're night owls who like being up late. They don't want to sleep and fast forward to the next work day. And they want to connect with their partner. Since it's August now, parents of school-age children generally get less sleep when their kid goes back to school. 53% of them say they have to get up earlier to get their kids ready, and about 25% say they have to stay up later to prepare lunches or help their kids with homework.
Some people do lunches the night before.
Do you do lunches the night before, Josh?
No, we do them the morning of.
Yeah, that's what most people
do. No, in my house, I eat my lunch the night before.
But it's also a lot of... Once we get the kids to bed, it's then spending time together.
Did it just land what he just said he eats is the night before?
Yeah.
So he doesn't have to worry about it.
At 10:18, Mike, a big tuna fish sandwich and then to bed.
I'm eating lunch.
I'm eating tomorrow's lunch.
Leave me alone, please. All right. Finally today in, I'm sorry. I'm jumping ahead of myself.
Okay.
In Louisiana,
yeah.
The most common speed limit is 65 miles per hour on multi-lane divided highways. So you can't drive 55. And starting this week, you can't drive 64 either. A new law just went into effect in Louisiana that bans people from driving below the speed limit in the left lane on highways.
Yes. Brilliant. Brilliant.
And you can get cited for being just 1 mile per hour under. Drivers will face a $150 fine on their first offense of driving too slow, $250 on the second, and $350 on the third. And at that point, you could also be facing jail time. They're going to send that old lady to jail.
Great. But how high do they let you go over?
I'm not sure. It might have that in here. Imagine being locked up.
If it's one below, do they only let you go one over?
I doubt it. I think they want to keep traffic moving.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's the whole purpose.
Because usually I've always maintained that 10, just under 10 above the speed limit is A-okay.
Yeah.
Like if it's 70 down here and I don't go over 80, I'm okay.
Unless you're in like a neighborhood that has like 5 miles an hour.
Then it's a little problem.
Then it is problematic.
Anyway, let's see what the rules are. In most states, drivers are supposed to stay in the right lane unless they're passing another vehicle or preparing for a left turn on a highway.
Yeah.
So stupid.
What?
Yeah, just turn. You really don't want to turn left on a superhighway. You don't want to.
No, you don't. No.
Driving at speed.
But just look both ways.
Technically, the speed limit applies to all lanes equally. You can't drive faster than the limit in the left lane just because you're passing someone else. This new law updates the previous law, blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on.
It's a great idea that's been watered down by what they're trying to say.
Yeah.
Just fix it.
Just bust the people that go slow, too.
Yeah. What happened to the pictures I was supposed to see?
It remains to be seen how closely this will be enforced. Yeah. Okay, thanks for telling me something. Clearly, the state wanted to enable... shut up. You get it. All right?
Shut up.
Don't go slow. Don't go slow in Louisiana. I want to get to my kicker anyway.
I think
I was eager. Finally today, a zoo in Denmark...
Hey, man.
...is in the news after asking people... to donate their pets so they can feed them to lions and other apex predators.
That's terrific.
The Aalborg Zoo in northern Denmark, they made the appeal on Facebook. That's a good call. Last Thursday saying, did you know that you can donate smaller pets to us? And they're not talking about sick pets.
No?
In fact, they only accept healthy ones. Well, it's worldwide. People are losing their minds on social media. I brought something for you. And now I'm looking for it again. Come on, Michael.
Well, the examples they listed are guinea pigs, cats, and small horses.
Oh, of course, like Arnold has.
But I mean, if they're apex predators, they could get big ones too.
But
I would think.
Are these dead pets?
Nice beaver. No.
That's right.
There, it worked.
Good night.
People are going nuts because what kind of absolute villain would donate their cat or dog for something like that? But it turns out dogs and cats aren't part of it, according to the zoo's websites. Pet rabbits, chickens, guinea pigs, and oh my God, small horses.
That's really weird. I'm sorry.
Don't worry, they say your child's beloved bunny will be gently euthanized.
Oh, so you donate them when they're alive.
Before it's torn apart by a wild animal. So they don't let the animals kill them.
Oh, poor Caramel the bunny.
They explained that some zoo animals, including big cats, should really be eating animals whole, fur and all. It better stimulates what they'd eat in the wild, and it's a win-win because nothing goes to waste, according to their website.
What if the euthanization fluid is still active enough to harm the lion?
Well, then you get a drowsy tiger.
Drowsy tiger.
You can donate up to 4 animals at once. So if you're trying to go full guinea pig genocide, you might need a space to space it out over a couple of weeks. Not everyone online thinks it's crazy, by the way. A handful of people are defending the zoo, calling people soft and naive and saying the policy makes sense. By the way, I will be out of town later this week. Stubby and I are going on an international field trip. Yeah, baby. Yes, sirree. Come here, Stub.
I feel tired. Pull one out.
We have more show coming up, but first I want to tell you about one of our fine sponsors, Pesty.
Yes.
If you got bugs, folks, you need Pesty. Pesty is do-it-yourself pest control. Their kit makes it so easy. It only takes a few minutes to apply. Other pest control companies charge over $800 per year, but with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment with a customized plan based on your location, bugs, and climate. The kit includes a reusable electronic sprayer.
You say that like you poo-poo it. This sprayer is fun.
That's
powerful,
good.
Too. Yeah,
I'm as excited about that as I am a drone car. Mixing bag, pesticide, gloves, and instructions. Follow these instructions and you can complete your application around your house in less than 10 minutes. Pesty gets rid of over 106 types of bugs. Plus, Pesty is kid and pet friendly. They ship only pesticides that have been used in hospitals and schools all over the country. Best of all, Pesty offers 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked,
That's
people.
It. Yeah.
Pesty is the bestie. Now is the best time to protect your home from bugs with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off. You were talking about a documentary that everybody should take a look at.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm dying to hear about it because I do like documentaries.
Now, you're going to, first of all, the first thing you're going to say is, Rob, this belongs on Nostalgia Corner. No one cares. But I think this actually is important in this day and age to watch this. I love television. I love television history. And I even love the Ed Sullivan Show. I always thought Ed Sullivan was sort of a, almost like a, we'll watch it in spite of Ed Sullivan. Because,
yeah.
You know, he brought all the great talent. He had something for everybody on every show.
Well, he had nothing to do with the popularity of the show. The show was the variety of the show.
Yeah,
that's what
but
it
he
was.
Did, he picked the act. So he had a little something to do
well,
with
now
it.
You
but...
know. Well, now you know, right after the Maori fire eaters, mm-hmm. the waltzing mice, the aerial photographs of Kate Smith. I don't know if that was George Carlin.
That was Carlin. That's
that
Carlin.
Was Carlin?
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
But this documentary, it's on Netflix. It's called Sunday Best. And exactly. Thank you, Josh. And
I'm all in, Rob. I'm all in on that, by the way.
Here's what's great. He was on CBS from, I think, 1948 to 1972. I'm very close on either end.
Okay.
And what I didn't realize is when he came in 1948, Ed Sullivan was a newspaper guy. I knew that. But I didn't know that he grew up in Harlem, where there was massive segregation among, at that time, the Irish were an enemy of the state, and the Jews that landed in Harlem were also discriminated against. So he saw discrimination times two growing up his entire life because all of his friends were Jewish and he was Irish, and no one let them do what they should have been able to do as Americans. So he gets in his pay. I didn't realize that in.
I'm glad we've made so much more progress since then.
Well, that's my point, Mike, because
right.
He wrote for the papers. He wrote a sports column. Then he did like an On the Town column. And that's how he landed on CBS. CBS was really uneasy with
William
him.
Paley.
Yeah. Bringing people of color on the TV.
Yeah.
Also, they were afraid they were going to lose sponsors in the South. They were going to lose actual CBS affiliates in the South if they put black people on. So he stuck by his guns. And what I didn't know is that in 1955, a full year before Elvis Presley was famous, he put Bo Diddley on the Ed Sullivan Show over the wishes of CBS. CBS told him later in the decade, you can introduce Hall of Fame, well, not Hall of Fame yet, but world champion boxer Joe Louis, you can introduce him, but don't shake his hand.
Yeah, the bigotry in America
It was
is,
amazing.
You know,
and the way he stayed through it, he never gave up. And it really makes me realize something I never did is that Ed Sullivan was a hero. He changed television history because he strong-armed CBS. Of course, this is the same CBS that canceled the Stephen Colbert show because they don't care for his brand.
Yeah, nothing's changed.
Nothing has changed.
No, the big conglomerates run by bigots.
But, I mean, God, it was all, I can only say it was thrilling for me to find out something so good about a guy that I hadn't given a second thought to.
Well, the people, a guy that, who was a caricature, because everybody did impressions of him.
Exactly.
He was a stiff on television, mm-hmm. but he was the power behind that show.
Absolutely.
And the thing that, you're talking with the only person in the room here who would sit down with his family on Sunday night, and we'd have our Sunday dinner, and we would watch Ed Sullivan every Sunday night.
Everyone did. The numbers that he pulled.
Family. I remember it. I still remember it.
You're looking at a guy that was pulling in like 45% of all televisions in use every Sunday.
Yeah.
And the fact that he used it for good, and it's not just reinventing history. They speak in this documentary to Harry Belafonte. They speak to two members of the Temptations.
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah. All of these people, Motown, they talk to Berry Gordy.
Yeah.
And there's like footage of him in the 60s where he comes over and hugs and kisses Pearl Bailey. That had to drive people crazy that he was doing it. And you know what? I've always loved the fact that he brought
Irish
us the
American
Beatles.
Right there.
Yeah. Brought us the Beatles, brought us Elvis.
I put my fist up in the air. Then all you have to do is go up the road to Boston when they were trying to do busing, you know.
Exactly.
Then you see the real people. Hey,
But if you want to understand from whence we come and also how little we've changed, I highly recommend this documentary. It's called Sunday Best. It opened my eyes in a way that something seldom does, but also it's a little bit sad at the end because things have not changed.
Yeah, and I am going to run to that. I was curious about it to start with. You have sold me on that 100%. And when you say we need to see, it's a documentary, we need to see. Amen, brother. We do. We need to see that now, 100%.
The people that own Sullivan's Archives is a company called Sofa Entertainment. And they've done a lot of vanilla, hey, this is fun. This is what the Ed Sullivan Show was. This is the first time they've used that raw ancient stock footage to tell a story and to better the environment, and I applaud them for it because it's a powerful story well told. That's all.
And it is sad, where we are now. There's so few voices that are doing anything special.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that you've got a lot of people in that frame of mind that are pretty worn out, pretty worn down.
I agree.
And it really is, when you look at the world now, you get there. But it all comes, I believe that our democracy survives everything, and I believe that the pendulum swings back and forth. I hope.
I hope so, too. And I hope there are more people in the facets of show business where they can control content. Luckily, Ed owned his own show, that they use television as a proper tool again, because they're not. Now they're using it to divide us. Anytime you turn on Fox News, you can see that. Yeah. And I'm not saying one side is right and not. I'm not taking a side. I know. Well, you know what? If you push me, I will. But I'm saying that the fact that they're using it to separate instead of to combine and integrate, it's a mistake. And it's a very powerful tool being used wrongly.
Yeah, it will make you sad, but I think it's something that's important to watch, and I am fascinated. Because all I knew of Ed was the impressions that people did, and I think my father didn't like him on TV because he was a stiff on TV.
He really was.
You know?
Oh, and speaking of the impressions, everything in the documentary credited to Sullivan he actually said or wrote, and so if it's stuff from the papers, they have someone reading it with a very slight Ed Sullivan impression. It's very effective.
Well, now you know. There you are. Hello. We're here.
Good night, everybody. Be safe.
Good night, everyone. All right. Well, that's awesome. I look forward to that.
I really hope you like it. I think
now,
you will.
Now, we go from a very interesting historical documentary to one of the great movies of our time.
Do we want to break before this?
We are going to break before this.
Oh, okay, good.
Teasing it up.
Okay.
And, we're going to talk to Mr. Soroka, who... really, we didn't tell him not to go, you know?
I think you did.
No, no.
Did we say not? Did we say don't go?
We'll save time.
Yeah.
Really?
But remember, Mike, he told us we had to go. So I'm glad that we're getting some revenge here.
And then he went. we'll talk to him in a second here. But first, hey, leeches. You know who you are. You're the ones who gladly listen to the free show Monday through Thursday without being a part of the TMOS bonus show family. Greedy, yes? Sure it is. You might think that we, the TMOS crew, are holding a grudge. No.
No!
No, nothing could be further from the truth. We welcome you. Come aboard every day. We are maximizing the bonus fun, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to love it, I guarantee. Get great extra content that you will love or sign up for commercial-free TMOS, which also includes the bonus show every week. Plus, every bonus show team member gets first dibs on exciting TMOS offers.
Like the cookbook.
Like the cookbook, example, the TMOS family cookbook, and instant access to the exclusive TMOS supporters Facebook page. Just visit MikeOMaraShow.com. Come back to where you belong, the TMOS bonus show family. Remember, can I sound any more sincere?
You sound like Shatner.
Remember, your bonus show subscription is the power behind everything. TMOS. Denny Crane. So when you grab that bonus show subscription, you're making sure all the great stuff keeps it coming. For additional details, visit the bonus show tab at MikeOMaraShow.com. And remember, don't bother to phone us. Go ahead and buy the bonus. Simsalabim.
That little rhyming couplet will help people remember to buy it.
We told you not to go.
Yes.
And there's the music. That's Naked Gun music.
Love it.
I'm Frank Dremond. Drebin.
Yeah.
Now I'll tell you, I went to the 9:45 show in this morning.
I love early matinees for Florida people.
That's great.
First thing I noticed is there were about a dozen people in there.
There were a dozen at 9:45?
Wow. There were three people with those little closed captioning things.
Oh, the hearing assistants?
Yeah, and two people with like big headphone things on.
Oh my God. So you had the senior and special.
Were you by far the youngest in the theater?
Everyone in the theater was older than my parents.
Okay.
That's terrific.
Yes. So throughout the movie, many laughs by these people.
Ah, good. They enjoy. Well, they probably got a senior special for the 9:45 show.
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. And on a $5 Tuesday plus the senior special?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. They all really enjoyed it. And I also enjoyed it. I thought it was a perfectly fine movie.
Oh, Josh, you are smarter than that.
I have no issue with a stupid movie.
Oh, my God.
And yes, it was stupid on top of stupid on top of stupid.
But it was a long stupid. I mean, it was 85 minutes. That's like 60 minutes too long.
No, it was. But it's under 90 minutes. I'm fine. I enjoyed myself. I laughed a few times.
Okay. All right. Did you like the chemistry between Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson?
Yeah, I thought that was great. I'll tell you, I am tired of seeing the guy who plays his partner is in, I think, every movie I see now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'd recognize him if he walked into my living room.
Well, he's the guy that played Richard Jewell. That was his very first big role.
Oh, okay.
That was his first big role.
He was so useful in this one. He was great in this movie.
What else was he in?
He was in those Karate Kid shows.
Okay.
He was in the Fantastic Four. Seems like the past four movies I've gone to, he has been in.
He's all over the Ed Sullivan documentary.
Do you think there's a correlation? No, he's not.
I know, it's a lie.
Do you think there's a correlation between that guy that played Richard Jewell and the fat kid that was in The Sixth Sense? Wasn't that the kid in Happy Gilmore? You know the one that plays the fat kid that can hit the golf ball a long way? The tour member on Happy Gilmore 2? Oh. Isn't that a child actor?
That's the kid from The Sixth Sense.
The Sixth Sense.
Haley Joel Osment.
Haley Joel Osment has the same look as the Richard Jewell guy.
You mean handsome?
Well, don't they have that same doughy? That seems to be. Remember when bald guys became popular with
flat tops? It was flat tops, then bald guys.
Then bald guys. And now we got little schlubby dudes that are in it too. And, I kind of feel if George Kennedy was still around and he saw that guy was playing his son, he might. So you didn't like that part.
You mean Kennedy as Ed Hocken,
As Ed Hocken, yeah.
No, that guy is fine. He's a good actor. He's just in everything now.
Did you?
That was I enjoyed
what,
it.
That's what you didn't like. Was there any particular moment that that the old Soroka unhinged his jaw? Like,
yeah, because your favorite laugh, segment. Yeah,
you belly laugh on the. We hired you primarily for your laugh on this show because you belly laugh so
his
often.
Joviality,
that incredible sense of humor. What
that would have been a good idea to mark down some things that made me laugh. I think it was just a couple of things that took me off guard.
Okay, well, one of them has to pop to mind.
I think my first laugh in the movie was during the interrogation, and they were questioning him, and then suddenly he's just in the corner. And I think what annoyed me about the movie was the constant cups of coffee that they kept pushing.
Well,
that.
that's one of their gags.
That's one of the gags.
Yeah, and you didn't like that though.
No, I didn't. And I enjoyed that the bank robbery was immediately at the front of the movie. Mm-hmm. Because I was sure that was the end of the movie, and they blow it all on the trailers.
Where Liam Neeson wears the red panties, right?
Right.
That's the one thing I liked.
Mm-hmm.
The red panties.
That's a little odd. That sort of stopped the show right there. Did we see, I left at the 60-minute mark with about a half an hour to go. Did we see any more of Pamela Anderson in the film? Does she get, scantily clad at all? Even though she's a little, up there.
No, they
now.
Put her in lovely gowns. Mike, did you stay long enough to see the snowman sequence?
Yeah.
Yeah. How'd that ring with you, Josh?
Did you like the snowman?
I was okay with the snowman. Oh, it didn't make me laugh.
Every snowflake of it.
And enjoy the stupidity of it.
It was so dumb.
It didn't belong in the movie, though.
It didn't belong in the movie. Mm. No. But I didn't see. I found it to be different than everything else that's out now.
We've worked for a long time together now. What's your favorite movie? What's the Josh Soroka go to?
Oh, Ben Hur.
favorite movie that we that we might not know about you.
I think if on the comedy side.
No, it doesn't have to be a comedy. Anything. It can be any movie at all.
Yeah, but I don't know. There's a few movies, but I think of movies like Major League pop in my head immediately.
Okay.
As a fun baseball movie.
All right.
So I don't know. I like Adam Sandler. I liked Hubie Halloween that Rob didn't like, and now I like this.
Well, we're out of time. Thank you for sharing that, Josh. I appreciate that.
Now, it might have also been that you guys set me up as this is the worst movie I'll ever see. So I went in with the expectations so low that I enjoyed it.
And you know what? You adhered to something that I think everybody should, and that is do not base movie liking on reviews or what people like me say or your friends say at all. You go and because there's not enough out there,
And I can understand people liking this because we don't have comedies anymore.
Yeah. We don't. And some might say we still don't after that.
I loved the biting satire about Elon Musk. I mean, that rang true.
Just terrific. Yeah.
It was heady stuff. I think a lot of people will miss it. Because it's pretty deep.
You know, would have made that better if they got Shooter McGavin to play that role.
Yes, I agree.
Instead of the good actor who was on Yellowstone. All right.
You know what else would have helped it if they took the original negative and burned it.
Yeah, burned it. The original negative, like they did in the 30s. We have some beautiful video coming up.
We do, but first, and it's great.
I really do want to tell you about Fair Harbor. This episode is brought to you by those wonderful people at Fair Harbor, makers of the world's most comfortable swimwear. I got them. Josh has them. I love the fit. If you're heading to the beach or have a vacation coming up, pack their breeze knit line trunks and say goodbye to mesh linings forever. You will be more comfortable at the pool, at the beach. Tell your mesh to get bent.
Yeah, mesh jerk.
Mesh is not comfortable. Bottom line, Fair Harbor trunks are soft, chafe-free, and built to move. These trunks are softer than anything you have ever felt before. You got to give Fair Harbor a try. With millions of swimsuits sold and over 70,000 five-star reviews, Fair Harbor is a crowd favorite for a reason. Fair Harbor also carries a full line of casual clothing, great shorts, shirts, and the best hoodies ever. You can match Josh and me. Nice. Who doesn't want to do that?
Yeah.
We have a new code, so head to fairharborclothing.com/TMOS20. That code is now TMOS20, and then you use the code TMOS20 also for 20% off your first purchase.
And
that's why they put
zero.
The 20 in there.
It's 20. You don't need to spell out 20, just TMOS20.
That's Fair Harbor, H-A-R-B-O-R, clothing.com/TMOS20 for 20% off your first purchase. And make sure you use the promo code TMOS20 so they know that the huge, hard-at-work TMOS staff sent you, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
Say it and win.
Say it and win.
I normally wouldn't play this video because it has a musical break that I don't enjoy, but I ask you, Mike, as the viewer and listener, to overlook it this time because it's such a great example of someone being a moron. This is a guy, there's this guy, and he's at a barbecue, and he's cooking at the grill, and his wife comes and hands him a kid. But it's not his kid, but he doesn't realize it until he realizes it. He's holding the kid for a while before he realizes it's not his daughter. So I have to apologize again about the music in the middle.
Oh, those look so good.
Okay, that's not his baby he's holding.
Nice piece of meat. Is that a big
I don't know. He's got a lot of tattoos. Oh, you're talking about the grill.
Sorry about that.
How old is Bill? 10 months.
So just holding the baby, hanging out.
About to get a job.
Baby's so cute.
Yeah, she starts Monday. Does she really? Yeah,
right. Touching her face, not his kid.
Say hi.
Making her perform.
Hi, sweet right. girl.
Can you say
he
hi?
He should have noticed
Hello.
By then.
Yeah.
Say hi. Hi.
She
will.
Hello.
She'll
say,
you
know, hi.
You haven't met Evie yet.
Does he have eyeliner on?
Elsie.
Or Elsie.
Corey's
got Elsie.
Hello.
So he now sees his daughter. This is the music I hate, but he's just realized it.
He didn't recognize his own kid?
No.
I'd love to see the other kid.
Do they show him side by side?
That's the other kid.
Same hairdo. I get
But they do not look alike. Different outfits.
No, they really don't.
No.
So he seems nice.
I can't get, you know, this is where I'm the fat guy, Rob. I can't get over that piece of meat on the grill.
Those ribs look great.
That really looks
good. You know,
good.
They might have been beef ribs, which is really someone who
we tape at 4:15 in the afternoon, folks, so I'm already smelling something from the kitchen right now. Oh, my God, it's a fire. No.
Any more pork today?
No pork today. No, nope, not happening. It. Something else, something special. I don't know. She said that.
Okay, this hockey team called the Kraken, right? They did a promotion.
Seattle.
Yeah, they did a promotional film where they were going out fishing, but unfortunately, a member of the team got too close to a bear.
We were fishing. We had a pretty close call with a couple bears.
This is good footage of the bear. You can see out there.
Got a bear.
Whoa.
I gotta break you off.
And it's close.
Hey, Sam, we got a bear. We gotta move down.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Bear right near him.
Is the mascot out there?
Don't read ahead, Josh.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
So the mascot.
Oh, no.
He charges the mascot.
I want to blame it on Bowie. They were pretty interested in his whole look. So we got out of it okay. But
look at that.
It was a close call.
So their mascot is called Bowie.
Bowie.
And,
Bowie. Oh, my
bear,
God.
The
mascot's like
him.
What got the rise out of the bear. Everybody else was being chill, and then it's like, boop, boop, doop, and the bear went nuts after that. I love
bears
that
bears hate people with huge heads.
Yeah, they're very scared.
They
spooked
are.
Them. Spooked them a little bit.
All right, this comedian, her name is Erica. Hold on.
This week.
I have to apologize. I don't have her name. It'll come up in the video, but she drops, you know, those tired morning shows where they drop a comedian in on a Friday morning and the anchors just sleepwalk through it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this comic says something that destroys the male anchor, and I think it's very funny.
I'm going to date this week, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, and the guy said I look like JonBenet Ramsey. If she were still alive. I was like, you look like the killer if they found him. And we had a fun night of role playing.
That is solid funny.
What are you even doing?
Because she does.
Yeah.
I think I'll see him again.
Yeah. Hey, you have something to talk about.
That is too.
Holy God,
so funny.
I think he nailed it. It's out there. It's out there, right?
Okay, that's Erica Rhodes is the
that's
name of
good.
That comic.
I
apologize.
That's good. Boy, you know, and very rare for those comedians to really come in and kill it. You know what I mean? I love that. That's
I don't think he was caught. Now, how many times have you fought with airlines trying to get a piece of luggage either that's overweight onto the plane or, God forbid, too big as a carry-on? You know, sometimes you get there.
Carry on more than the too big, you know. Okay. I mean, I don't fight with them because you just have to accept the fact if you've got something that goes over 50 pounds and it sucks when it happens.
Mike,
know?
I think you're going to appreciate the gumption of this passenger.
Okay.
Because she apparently just got a new bag and measurement wise, it fit. So I'm going to, there's some background music here that we don't need, but watch her. This is her forcing her bag into the testing bin.
The plastic is peeling off.
Yes. Yeah,
there it is.
She made
good.
It. But now she got to get it out. But I tell you, she was an eighth inch away from
let's
not.
Watch her. Hold on. Can we? I might have to go back and look at that again.
Yeah, because you appreciate her gumption?
No, I just think it's fun. Can we watch her do it
again? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Does your cabin luggage fit?
Yeah, see if she's, well, let's see if she gets the plastic off again. There we go. Oh, yeah. She gets it in there.
Yeah.
Now she's going to have to pull it out.
Mm-hmm. This is your favorite part, yeah?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
That's for a certain segment of art. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Oh, she's not happy.
No.
The pretty lady is not happy at all.
No, but I hope she has a good trip. She has a good trip.
Okay, very good.
All right, Mike. Now
that was your best video so far, I think.
Well, really, Mike, I've got one more to disappoint you
with. Let's do it. Let's go.
Remember when we dropped the 1,000-degree red-hot metal ball into the mayonnaise?
Yeah, it was really gross, but interesting at the same time.
I don't want to mine the same mine too often, but the same people dropped 2,000-degree red hot balls into hair gel. Let's see what happens.
A little flame. The alcohol.
Yeah, I think so. Now, you would think that's plenty, right? But oh no. Number two's coming.
They're going to put another one in the same bottle?
Indeed they are, Mike.
Awesome. Who wants Chipotle?
Oh, God. Here it comes.
Oh, it almost killed it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's a lot of chemicals going on right there. Okay. So now just to touch
the glass.
If you touch it, it breaks it. Yeah. And also, all that hair gel is crispy ruined. Wow. Do not, Mike, do not put that in your beautiful pompadour. Oh, who hit that?
Okay, that started again. All right, we got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks.
Well, you got to wait until she pulls it out, Mike.
Okay, I'll wait until she pulls it out.
Wait for her to pull it out.
Oh, I'm not that, you know, the video's ending the show. That's fine. I can do that. I can do my, all right.
And give it a good tug.
Yeah, she's not happy.
Baby. There you go.
Yeah. I think it's nice that people dress to go on an airplane, though.
Yeah.
I think it's
She's
wonderful.
Off to Leesburg International Airport.
That's it. We got to say goodbye. Tomorrow we'll be back with a brand new episode. Thank you. Don't forget, 48 hours right
That's
now.
It.
Two things going on we want to tell you about.
Half of them are gone.
Really?
So get
wow.
on.
Wow. Get
right,
on
half,
it.
Half of them are gone. And God, now I'm worried about the one that
now,
I gave
now
to
I'm
my.
I'm going to need a recount after.
I'm a little worried that I gave my heating and air conditioning guy a couple.
Call him up, bring him back.
And yeah, $19.99 for the mugs for 48 hours, and pre-orders happening right now for the TMOS family cookbook that will not be clearance sale.
No, all and right? we are Ever. Accepting your submissions. Remember that.
Yes, that's recipes@michaelmaraschow.com. That covers it all. We'll see you tomorrow for Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Aloha.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Want more?
make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Now we play
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
But in the end, you die in your own arms. It's all a big nothing. What makes you think you're so special?
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. You understand that?
I pissed myself one time.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.